Have a couple of guests joining us here in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about an event called Country Fest coming up here in about a week and a half. It's coming up fast here. Alan Zelmer, Greg Zelmer join us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How morning. Are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, couldn't be a better morning with all this moisture we have.
Oh, boy. Wasn't that nice? Yes. You were saying just a little bit ago it was nice to go to bed listening to that last night.
Yes.
Nice change of pace. It almost sounded like June last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly not like July. Well, Country Fest is an event coming up on Sunday, August 26th at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Alan, where'd this come from?
Just comes from trying to promote the tractor pulling sport down here in Southwest Iowa. We just don't see a lot of it. And our family got into this tractor pulling as a new sport. Farmers tend to just work all the time, and so this is our getaway, and we take kids and go and enjoy this, and we just like to see more of them down here because we tend to have to travel over to the river and north to find tractor pulls.
Yeah, there are some. You can find them around, but sometimes you may have to travel a little bit. It's odd sometimes where you end up finding them, sometimes the smallest places and what have you, but it's nice to have one close to home.
It is. It really is, and Brenda and I are not very good about late-night travel, so a lot of times when we got to come home, we keep saying, geez, it'd be nice if this was closer, and we have one of the nicest pulling tracks was built out here at the county fair. When did we do that, Greg? 3 years ago?
3 years ago, yep.
Yep. So we thought, why wouldn't we not try to do this? And we were invited down to a little small town down in southern Iowa to bring our tractors down. The tractors are specific to classes. And we got down there, and there's 105 people there, and there's 1,500 people to this tractor pull. And they had all kinds of vendors and things for the ladies and stuff like that. And we'd really like to see this develop into that.
Nice event.
Yes.
Well, it draws a crowd. We saw some really good crowds here at the Cass County Fairgrounds over the last few years for the county fair tractor pulls. They draw real well. If you put on a good event, they'll show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where are the pullers coming from?
Oh, my gosh. They'll come from everywhere. Southern Iowa to all the way to Sioux City. Greg?
Yeah, on this one, we are going to have the antiques and the garden tractors along with the bigger tractors, too.
Yeah, so the bigger tractors will blow a lot of black smoke. smaller tractors make a lot of noise. And the antique tractors bring the old boys to town because I'm sure their M was bigger than that A John Deere. And that's really where this all started. It was probably over a cup of coffee or maybe a sarsaparilla, and my tractor's bigger than yours, and that's how this all developed.
Always ends up that way, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, hopefully a good harvest, we can only hope, is not too far down the road. So you might as well get a little fun out of these bad boys before you have a chance to get out there and use the tractors in the field, too. But you've got, now folks I assume will be coming from far and wide. Is this an event that's going to bring in folks that are kind of like professional tractor pullers plus local folks, or everything?
I would answer yes. It's going to be a mix of everything. And the one thing that we are doing is we're bringing in a smaller group of young guys that have four-wheel drive pickups. So if somebody thinks that their pickup is bigger than somebody else's, well, they can sure come and pull. It costs $20 to hook, and by hook, that's to hook onto the sled, and that gets you underneath our insurance. So in case something bad happens. The other thing that I'd really like to see happen is pull what you bring. So if you've got a tractor in the shed and you've always been dying to do this, bring it to town. Because actually, Jim, that's how I started. The boys convinced me to take a tractor that we just restored in and pulled it. And they were rednecking me. They were hollering at me to turn my radio on. And so, I mean, I unhooked the rake and took it to town is what I did. So,
Do you get a chance to participate in these very often?
We go July and August, and we'll go on our busier times, Greg, three times a week.
Yeah, that'd be about the max.
Yep. But we go around to smaller towns, Dunlap. There's towns right now that are escaping my mind.
Avoca, Headwinter Fair.
Yep.
Alta.
Alta, Iowa. Yep, that's about as far north as we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of fun, and to be honest with you, I have three little grandsons right now that are on push toys, and they're convinced. I was watching one at a birthday party the other night, and the first thing he did was bring it out of the hole, and he had the front end raised up in the air, and then he put it down, and he went scooting across the cement, and oh my gosh, did it make me laugh. So they're learning. They're watching.
They're paying attention. They are paying attention. So you said you're going to have different classes and things too. A number of them?
Yes. Yes, there will be farm stock classes, and those farm stock tractors aren't They didn't just unhook the hay rake from them.
No.
But we're actually going to make a class. We'll make classes for whoever brings whatever they have. One way or another, we'll get it so that they can hook and pull. We are actually still looking for donations from area businesses to try to help us put some money in, because if we can put more money in than just the hook fee, then the prize money is bigger. And we'd really like to see this develop into a country fest and just see where it goes. The Cass County beef producers are going to be cooking steak sandwiches and hamburgers. Olson's BP is bringing down pizza, and I can't hardly say this word being a beef producer, but they're bringing chicken. And is there anybody I've missed, Greg?
Nope.
Okay, so there'll be, it should just be a real fun family event.
Sure.
Situation.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're telling me there might be some that come straight out of the shed over here, and there might be some that have been a little bit modified for this.
Yep. We're hoping
that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
It'll be a very entertaining opportunity to see a variety of...
It should be a whole day of entertainment.
Yeah, it should be. Okay. And it's free to get in.
You yes, went right free, to my free. Next spot. I was going to say, you got to have, if you're going to have a tractor pull, you got to have folks there. And it's, that's a good way to get a crowd is make it free, right?
Absolutely. And
we will have free donation if you want to.
Yeah. Free will donation if you would. And then, we're piggybacking right on. The Cass County Fair is free. We just as soon not charge for an event. And I don't want to police that. I'd rather just enjoy watching the people.
Well, yeah, if you start charging, then you have to do things like put up fences and stuff like that. Just soon leave it open. Let them come in and have some fun. Enjoy some good food.
Absolutely.
Bring the family. Will this be an all-day event? I'm looking at the times you've got on here. It looks like you're going to be there a while.
Yes, the antique guys will hook on to the skid as many times as we will allow them. They're going to start early in the morning, what we consider for a tractor pull, at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the... Mid-America Pulling Association, which is your garden or your lawnmower frame type tractors, will start at 1 o'clock, and then the West Central Iowa Pullers will start whenever which one is done. So that I would predict would be somewhere around that 2-2:30 range that those the diesel smokers will start
pulling. That'll probably be when the pickups are too.
Yes, and the pickups, yep. Good point.
He says it'll start early for a tractor pull. 9 o'clock. Some of these guys have a full 8 hours in by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I always say the day's half over at 7, so let's go.
Okay, there you go. So you're darn near there.
Yes.
All right. So it's an opportunity for folks to come out and just kind of have a good time. It's a family event.
Absolutely. Right.
You'll see a lot of families at these types of events. Absolutely. And it, again, fingers crossed, weather.
Yeah. I'll take 2 inches of rain.
I know. I know it's hard doing what you do for a living to sit here and think, oh, please don't rain that day.
No. It was so beautiful and peaceful this morning when I came out and smelled that fresh rain. That just brings a peace over a guy that's dependent on rain.
Yeah. You can deal with a little bit of rain in an
event
like this, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to wet things down anyway. But for the most part, it'd be nice to have it weather conditions that are conducive to a good crowd.
Absolutely.
Having folks come out and enjoy. So.
Yeah, we'd prefer cool weather if
Very
we can
good.
Get it.
All right. So if someone wants to participate in this as a puller, do they need to do anything in advance?
Yes. Well, it'd be nice if they'd call and at least let us know what they're bringing. And my office number is 243-4515. And there's flyers around. They can go online and find us and give one of us a call. It's Gary Gibson is in charge of the antique pulling, and that is 712-370-2424. Mike Westphalen is in charge of the smaller tractors, and that is 249-5195.
Okay, look for the posters. They're colorful, poster size. You can find them right on the bottom. They've got all those phone numbers if you need to get a hold of any of those folks. Yeah. You pulling?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I didn't know if you're just organizing or if you're actually going to pull, too.
It's not a good day if I don't get to pull.
Greg, how about you?
Yeah, I'll be there, too.
Yeah, we have just a little bit of a unique story. The first tractor we started pulling was actually the one that I started farming with and had gotten sold to another fellow, and I kind of watched it for 30 some years, and we got it bought back and made it into a pulling tractor. I told my wife I rode this one coming in, I guess I'll ride this one going out. So and then Greg kind of got the bug, and we come across another tractor, and I have two sons that pull with us, so none of us are watchers, we're doers. So The tractor can go down the track twice at each event, so we needed two tractors. That's how I convinced my wife to allow me to do this.
There you go. Now you just told her all your secrets.
Yeah.
She knew that already.
Absolutely.
And some of these heavily modified vehicles, too, you don't even need to see them move. They're just interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Some of the things that they've been able to do to some of these vehicles to really make them go at a high performance level.
Yeah, and these two tractors that we run came out around 125 horse, and now one of them is short of 600 horse and the other one's short of 700 horse. So there's a few things that we've changed on the inside to make them go.
Yeah, I'd like to ask them how much they got invested in this, but I'm thinking we don't want to go there.
Let's
here
go on
to
the
air.
next question.
Moving along. Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming out this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck with that. Again, that's coming up on Sunday, August 26th, about a week and a half here at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Got a nice pulling area there. Make sure you stop on by. Free admission. They've got plenty of food for you, lots of entertainment. Hope you get a chance to stop on by and enjoy. Alan, Greg, thanks for coming out here this
Thank
morning.
You,
I do appreciate
Thank
you. It. You betcha.